Roy Stuckey is not affiliated with Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hi, and welcome, friends. This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, and you're listening to Lisa Waterman, your host of the program. This weekly radio show is focused on simplifying the financial complexities in your life and hopefully bringing you topics that are relevant to you and your life. I am the founder and owner of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a financial advisory and investment firm located right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So please tell me what you think of the program, or even better yet, visit my website at www.watermanfinancial.com. And that way you can send me an email, you can sign up for our newsletter. If you'd rather talk, just call me at our offices, 260-436-6588, as I'm certainly available to help you. You know, if you've been a regular listener, you know we've been talking about a lot of different topics over the last couple of months. But today's program is a do-not-miss type of program due to its applicability to your life, to the life of your parents, and the life of your children. You know, in life, there are good people and there are bad people. And we all know that. But unfortunately, in our electronic world today, it's often really hard to tell the difference. Scammers are knocking on your door, and I mean your electronic door, through email or text messages, web dating sites. They're all ready to take your money, so you better be prepared with appropriate answers and recognizing what's going on. So I'm super excited to introduce our special guest today, Detective Roy Stuckey from the Indiana State Police. Welcome, Roy.
Hi.
I always seek out subject experts, and Roy is just that. He's a subject matter expert on financial crimes. So Roy, tell us about, kind of in a encapsulating way, what do you do?
I'm a detective with Indiana State Police assigned to the Organized Crime and Corruption Unit, and I'm currently assigned as a federal task force officer. I work out of the FBI office out of their financial crimes unit here in Fort Wayne.
Wow. So when somebody reports something, you start investigating? Is that what it is? Or
There's several ways that it can happen. The FBI has a report intake line that you can file a complaint with that gets sorted out and sent to the FBI supervisor here in Fort Wayne, who then sends that to us for us to start an initial investigation to see what if we do have a crime there, or if it's something that would meet federal charges.
Yeah. So are you busy, or is work kind of low?
No, we're very busy.
Yeah, it seems as though every time I turn around, both in personal life and in kind of public, and you hear about stories, scams are everywhere. And it seems as though they're a bit more prominent now. But I've said to my mother, you know, Mom, once upon a time, you really needed to protect your purse because there were pickpockets, and now they're picking at your computer.
Absolutely. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They bombard you every which way they can.
That's crazy. So one of the things I thought we would start with is the scam of phishing. And for anybody who's not technically savvy out there, I'm going to spell phishing for you. It's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, called phishing. And it's a term that means the fraudulent practice of sending emails, acting like you're from some reputable company in order to induce you to reveal personal information like passwords and credit card numbers. We could add phone call. We could add all kinds of stuff. And in our break, where you were saying that's where there's a whole lot of bad stuff going on, right?
Yes. And that's where they basically depend on you to give them the information that they need. They don't have it, but they get it from you.
You know, and people say, well, I would never do that. And people do it all the time. And perhaps we could do a little interlog, like in pretending, because people will do it and never even acknowledge that they've done it. So you call, I'm at home, my phone rings, and you say something like, whatever, if you were doing that, and you'd say, hey, I'm from, name a company, Bank of America or whatever, and there's nothing bad with any of these companies, but
Correct. And they make you feel like you want to answer the questions. And and what people need to understand that these are professional groups. They've honed their skills. They know what to say. They know how to elicit a response from you. And if we're generally good people,
yes,
to begin with, and we want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody asks you a question, you've been brought up that you answer those questions, and you do it subconsciously. You don't even know what you're answering.
I was just thinking it would go something like this. Well, hi, this is Bank of America, and we've had some issues with your account. And unfortunately, things aren't, we want to make sure we get you up and running because we don't want you to get locked out of your account. So my name's Mary Smith, and I'd like to help you. So, you know, I don't even know if you knew anything was going on with your account. I go, oh my gosh, no.
Yeah, so they immediately give you something that you're nervous about. So everybody's mm-hmm. nervous about losing money.
Yeah.
So right then you're listening mm-hmm. and you want to give the correct responses because you don't want to lose your money. When reality, if you were to stop and think about it, well, let's just wait a minute. Well, let me call the numbers that I know for Bank of America and let me call them. And then that way I can ask them the questions.
Yes.
Right off the bat. So when you receive those calls, you can just be thank you for the notification. You can hang up and then just call the numbers that you know for either your local branch or any of the national numbers. They will get you to their fraud unit and they will be able to tell you if there's something really going on with your account.
So important. And people just out there listening, recognize that. Because there are no flashing red lights telling you it's a scam. Unfortunately, they sound completely legit. And then they'll say, well, let's get things fixed up for you. What's your account number? And you're in thinking you're going to protect your information. And you go 273 and you give out your account number. And that's phishing, right? And
Or a social security number, date of birth, an address, anything that they can mm-hmm. use to find out more information about you.
Yeah. And I remember doing a fraud thing. And when I worked at Fifth Third down in Indianapolis, and I said, people are always amazed and they're like, well, how do they even get my information? And I said, because you already said it, you give it to them.
Yes.
And I think Roy just gave you the best piece of advice possible is whenever anything's going, we'll say, thank you very much. And if you're, you know, a person of really any age, feel free to say, well, I deal with my son or my daughter on that. We'll investigate and we'll let you know. Thanks. And hang up. Get off the phone.
That is the key right there. You need to hang up. And if it's a legitimate call, they understand that. People that yeah. work in the fraud units, they understand. They would rather have you hang up
yeah.
and check them out before you make a mistake.
So incredible. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and this is Lisa Waterman, your host for the program. And today's guest is Roy Stuckey with the Indiana State Police Department and a subject expert on fraud and scamming. We were just talking about phishing, not the fun kind where you pull in a nice bass out of a lake in the area, but the phishing one where they're pulling out your personal information in an attempt to scam you. Please join us in this next segment. We're going to be getting into other segments of phishing and actually hearing perhaps some examples of some things, scams that are out there. Thanks. We will be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Thinking about a beautiful sunset and sailing into retirement? Don't wait too long. The best plan is started well before the sailboat is purchased. Let Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, help you. Call 260-436-6588 or watermanfinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio program, investing in you by giving you pertinent information to your financial life. And I'll tell you, for anybody who is out there worried about losing money, Listen up, because today we have Roy Stuckey with the Indiana State Police Department and a subject expert in the Financial Crimes Unit with the FBI. So we were just right before the break talking about phishing. And to give you that quick update, I like to think of phishing a little bit like the real phishing when you throw out a line. That's really what they're doing, and that's where the term comes from. They're throwing out a line, and I like to think, too, when you're just think of a reference point. They're throwing out into the big lake of all the people. They've got 2,000 email addresses, and they throw out a line, and they reference a bank. Let's just say it's Bank of America. And they say, well, your Bank of America account has been compromised. Please, we need you to contact or to click on this immediately. Well, I don't have an account at Bank of America. So for all of you out there who don't have a Bank of America card or anything else, what do? You just delete the email. Except that there's some people out there that do have an account at Bank of America. And as Roy was talking about before, all of a sudden, there's a nibble on the line, and you say, oh my gosh, what's going on with my account? So before the break, we were talking about the phone calls, and those still come around pretty regularly, right, Roy?
Yes, they're still there.
Okay, so now we're going to segue over into the internet, kind of the scamming that goes on. Talk about some of those, and I was just talking about how this works. So then what happens after that?
You'll either receive an email or some sort of contact through a social media website. You'll see a link somewhere. The biggest thing is if you receive an email and you don't know who the sender is, don't click on anything. Mm-hmm. If you receive an email from your financial institution saying there's a problem with your bank account, don't click on the email. Call your financial institution. They will be able to tell you pretty quick whether or not there's a problem with your account, and they can remedy that right over the phone. It's easier, it's more efficient, yeah, and it's safer.
And you're dealing with somebody you know and trust. You're picking up the phone and using your own phone number.
Correct.
Something else that I've noticed, and sometimes, as I was just referencing a Bank of America, let's suppose that you do have that. And you go, goodness, did something happen to my account? Do a quick hovering of your mouse over the email address.
Absolutely.
And what usually is there?
It'll be a misspelling. It'll be an extra letter. It may say Bank of America, but there'll be something there that's not right.
So at Gina's account or something.
Correct.
Yeah.
You'll notice it, but you have to look for it because you won't notice it when you just see it.
It's so crazy. I wish that life wasn't like this, but the financial scammers are out there really terribly. So a couple quick tips. Don't, like if they call you on the phone, hang up, say, I work with my son or daughter, or I work with my sister, whatever that, and make it up. Just get off the phone.
Correct.
Then pick up the phone and call your bank or...
Yes. Yeah. Call the number that you know. If it's a credit card, there's a number on the back of your credit card. The credit card companies, they will call you to alert you to fraudulent activity. Mm-hmm. And I get those calls. And we've all been a victim of some sort of fraud with a credit card. We'll call the number on the back of your credit card. That goes directly to their fraud unit. They'll know exactly what to do with it. Mm. Then you know who you're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, and then two, the other ones are the emails. Now, aren't there some emails where they're like by clicking on it, you're installing stuff on your computer?
Absolutely. That's what they want you to do. They want to entice you to click on a link. They want to install a virus on your computer. They want your information. And once that's on there, you do not know it's on there.
Oh,
and it looks innocent enough, but it's all running in the background. You would never know, and all your information is gone.
Boy. So you've, as we talk about that with the phishing, now we morph into some other places where it's a recognition of you can't see who's on the other side, so to speak, of the screen. So social media sites. You were mentioning during our break about dating sites. Tell us about what you're seeing in that.
So we've seen a large influx with the dating websites. People go on and they meet somebody, and these people are very engaging. Like I said, these are professional groups. These are professional organized crime. These people know what they're doing. They know how to talk. They know how to entice you into a conversation. And during that conversation, you get in, and before you know it, you've given them something that they can use.
Mm. And there are, dating sites where people are trying to come together. But Is the old adage, if it's too good to be true, it probably is, kind of thing? Work?
Absolutely. You really need to know who you're dealing with. You need to have conversations in person, if possible. If you're doing it that somebody lives in another state, you might want to find somebody that might be closer.
I remember a friend of mine saying, who was quite active on the dating sites, there's a rule for those who do the dating, is that you meet them within 2 weeks. Otherwise, it's not legit, because what ends up happening is they say, oh, well, I do a lot in international business and I'm out of the country, so let's just get to know each other first.
Yes, that's the key right there. If they're out of the country or they say they travel a lot, I would stay away.
Yeah. God, that's so crazy. And and you continue to hear about them. What's the thing, Roy, about on Facebook and stuff when people are hacked and they're trying to, like, you see a person who's already your friend want to be your friend? What's happening with all of that?
So you just have to be careful who you bring into your, I guess, your, we'll call it your inner circle. You really need to know who are you dealing with. Do I know this person? If I don't know them, why are they contacting me? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to be in my group of friends if I don't know you or recognize you? So you need to really be careful who you bring into your inner circle.
Sure.
Because those people more than likely are there for no good.
Mm-hmm. Well, then something too, and this is kind of a funny aside, but I'm on Facebook and on the different social media sites and stuff, but none of my information is really correct. It's off, you know, and like, so my sister-in-law had written to me from England and said, I'm so sorry, all these years I thought your birthday was this. And then she saw it on Facebook and it was different. I said, no, it's all good. You've got the right date of birth. But I think it is a great segue into identity theft. And we've just got a quick minute here. Talk very briefly about identity theft, and we'll pick it up on the other side of our break.
Yeah, identity theft, it's huge. They can do a lot with your name, your social security number, and your date of birth, your address. There's just so many different ways that people can commit a crime using your identity. They'll go through your garbage, steal your mail. The large business intrusions, they get your credit card numbers, they get your mailing address. Yeah, there's just so many things out there, it's hard to stay on top of.
Yeah, so you really got to protect your own identity. So for fun on Facebook, change up your birthday a few days, few years. That's a key piece, right, is your date of birth. So we're going to run out of time here. We got to get to the other side of the break, but we're going to pick this up again because identity theft is so prevalent and so devastating for those who are impacted. We'll be right back.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Thinking about a beautiful sunset and sailing into retirement? Don't wait too long. The best plan is started well before the sailboat is purchased. Let Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, help you. Call 260-436-6588 or watermanfinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. Today, we're talking about an issue that is so prevalent out there. It's scamming and phishing and the multitude of things that get into identity theft and taking your protected information. Because there's not a single person out there that likes to lose money. So this show is designed to help you be aware before it happens and to be vigilant in protecting your information. Right before the break, we were talking about identity theft. And in the studios again today, I've got Roy Stuckey with the Indiana State Police and the FBI. And the
financial crimes unit.
Yes. Yeah. Well, right before the break, you mentioned some things about with identity theft and protecting your information. So quick tip to people, your Facebook account doesn't have to be a perfect mirror of you. You can change your birth date a little bit. But you were just mentioning some great websites that can be very beneficial in taking some concrete steps to protect your information.
And one of the websites you can go to is identitytheft.gov. It's a Federal Trade Commission website. Give you some tips on how to protect yourself and if you've become a victim of identity theft on what you need to do, which would be the first thing you need to do is file a police report. If you believe you're a victim of identity theft, you need to get that on record somewhere.
That's huge. I don't think a lot of people realize that. Sometimes I think people throw up their arms like, I can't believe this happened to me. That's a crime, right? So
absolutely. And it also gets everything moving to protect your identity and to stop the people from using your identity. You also need to contact the credit agent, the Equifax, Experian, and the TransUnions out there and get a credit freeze on there.
Wow.
And you also need to know who's using your credit.
Gosh.
So you'll be able to track who's applied for things that you know that you have not applied for credit.
You know, you mentioned something there, the credit freeze, as a way to shut things off after identity theft has happened. Me as a financial planner, I have, with my family and talking to them, put a credit freeze on proactively, because if you're not actively seeking credit, so think of anybody, let's say over the age of 65, unless you're planning on buying a new house, you're going to buy a new car and you're going to go get it on credit, you don't need your credit. So the credit freeze process, and Roy, you're kind of shaking your head, you're really should be talking about this. Go ahead.
No, it's a great tool. You just need to understand that when you do go out and you're ready to buy a new car, you need to understand that that's in place so that it could delay things. It won't stop anything. It may just delay it and you can work through that. But it's a great tool to have out there if you're worried about somebody that maybe your identity has been stolen or to prevent it from being stolen, you'll know.
Yeah. In going through that process, just from personal experience, I'll tell you that there are three different rating agencies. And if you put a credit freeze on one, it is not the same as putting it with the others. You receive a specialized code that literally I keep mine in lock and key. So it means that all my credit is stored away and kept safe. But as Roy said, a funny aside, I decided to go get a new car and I could not. I was getting frustrated with the car dealership because I was like, what's the deal? I've got good credit. Like, just approve this. And then it was getting on a Saturday and I said, let's just pick this up on Monday. So then on Monday, they called and they said, do you have like a credit freeze or something on your account? So the credit freeze really, really works. But to Roy's point, you got to make sure that if you are pursuing credit, all you do is you call or you can do it electronically too and say, hey, leave my credit open for 2 days.
Right.
And then turn it back on this date. It is a fantastic tool. I just put it on for a relative who was worried about identity theft. And I said, do you have a credit freeze on your account? A highly effective tool.
Yes, very effective. Yeah. There's no way they're going to get any credit.
Yeah. And I think another thing that happens now with young babies getting assigned a Social Security number very early on in their life, almost in the hospital.
Yes.
That becomes a source.
And
right?
that becomes a source. And you need to understand that you wouldn't be aware of that theft until later on in life, because as young children, they don't have credit, so you're not monitoring any of that. So when they do become an adult and apply for a loan or something like that and realize you have bad credit and you're like, well, I've never applied for it, that's where it comes into effect. And you need to understand that also, that the statute of limitations, that's where that starts. It starts with the first you being aware that your identity has been stolen. It doesn't start back when you're a baby. It starts when you become aware that your identity has been stolen.
Boy, so your local police department, if you have been a subject of identity theft, and you're going to call your local police department, that's going to start the...
Yes, that'll start the process.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how, and this sounds kind of silly, but how does somebody usually know that they've been a victim? Is it when they go pursue credit and they're turned down?
That's one of the ways, but you also need to do some proactive things, is check your credit. You know where you've applied for credit. You know if you've got a car loan out there. You know if you've been to a store and applied for a store credit card. If you look at your credit report and there's things on there that don't make sense, then you need to start making some phone calls. But the first step is you need to check your credit report.
Yeah, and I think it's under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. You're entitled to one free credit report every single year. So what I would do is write in a date book or something that, okay, I got it from Equifax this year. Next year, do Experian. Next year, do TransUnion, and do it every single year.
And correct. And that's where people need to understand is you get one from each agency. So
yeah,
switch them up.
And it's free. So if you go online, this is not a scam. This is just a money-making opportunity for somebody, is if you go online, you can get it for free, but you need to go to the credit union directly. So go to Equifax, and that is their website, I think Equifax.com, or Experian or TransUnion, and say, I request a free credit report.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and in today's show, you've been listening to also Roy Stuckey with the Indiana Police Department, State Police Department, and the FBI Financial Crimes Unit. So we've been talking about identity theft, how to protect yourself. We've talked a little bit about the social websites with the dating and that sort of thing. I know, too, I've got some people in my life that have done some dating, but it's the money. They usually turn around and ask for money. That's usually the telltale very early, right?
That's the first cue. If you have anybody that you've met on a social networking website that asks for money, that's number one. I would be getting out of there.
Gosh. Well, Roy, it's been a pleasure having you in the show today. We're going to have to wrap up, but there's more here, so I'm sure Roy will be coming back for another show because there's so much interesting information here. Financially Speaking with Lisa broadcast every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And as I always tell you, and I'm glad you're listening because you're exercising your mind, be sure to exercise your body too because both of those are gifts you give yourself. Join us here next week, 10 a.m. for Financially Speaking with Lisa. We'll see you then.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Wobo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on Wobo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.